again, everyone, and welcome inside another edition. It's the Adam Jones Podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. I'm Jerry Coleman. He, of course, is the five-time MLB All-Star Adam Jones. We'll tell you where he is coming up and what that garb is all about. But today in episode 64, season 3, AJ, we're going to be joined by Orioles rookie outfielder Colton Cowser. Got a lot to catch up with him about as the Orioles begin baseball today here on opening day in Baltimore. Adam and I will also talk about the death of Orioles owner Peter Angelos, a man that Adam knew very well. In addition, Jackson Holliday starting out at AAA. That'll be our For the Birds segment presented by the Maryland Lottery. In addition, while I'm back in Baltimore, as I mentioned, Adam's spending a lot of time in Sarasota. I was down there for most of the month of March, but Adam will explain where he is this week after departing Korea during our Baltimore and Beyond segment. That's brought to you by our friends at Relief. And we deliver another chance to win a $50 gift card from Lido Pizza in our socially speaking segment. But always, we begin with our featured guest brought to us by our friends over at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. He is Orioles outfielder, the fifth overall pick in the 2021 draft. We want to thank Colton Cowser for being on the Adam Jones Podcast. Welcome, Colton. How are you?
I'm good. Thank y'all for having me. Really excited.
Well, the Orioles kept you waiting until the final day to find out if you made the club. What was that like? Was it really nerve-wracking? Did you think you did enough to merit being an Oriole on opening day with all the competition you were facing out there in the outfield?
Yeah, you know, this spring it was a lot of competition. You know, we have a lot of great outfielders in this organization, a lot of great people as well. And, you know, just how the spring went, you know, I was hoping I did enough. And it turns out, you know, here we are, opening day. I'm here, so I'm really excited, looking forward to the season, doing whatever I can.
Who was the first person you told when you got the news that you're going to make opening day? Mom, dad, girlfriend, cousin, best friend? Who was the first person in your Rolodex?
I called my parents just to, you know, let them know. They were always just looking on social media to see if they see anything, and had the beat writers go ahead and wait a second so I could call them real quick.
Put in a media embargo on the beat writers, Adam.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that as a rookie, but I said, hey, can y'all wait just one split second real quick? Give me a couple minutes. And they were kind enough to do so. So it was awesome.
Let's go back into spring training. Obviously, it was a tremendous competition with yourself, Stowers, Kerstad. I mean, the outfield is it's a good problem to have for Elias and for company. What do you think set you apart from other guys? Your work ethic, the attention to detail, what made you stick out more than the other guys this year in spring?
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, Heston, Stowie, all those guys, you know, really good ball players, and we each bring something to the table that I think is a little different. I think something that, you know, I wanted to work on this offseason and wanted to taking the spring was, you know, one defense. I don't think I really had a great defensive showing last year when I was up in the big leagues. And this year I wanted to, you know, come into spring, be more confident out there, more aggressive, and, you know, really showcase the ability to play center field and play all three outfield positions. And two, just being more consistent with my approach and my at-bats. And I feel like I was able to accomplish that this spring and just – really looking forward to, you know, continuing that and taking that into the season and being able to fill whatever role that I'm required to do.
And I want to talk about that role because, you know, it's a Rolodex of an outfield, Santander. It's a 5-6-man outfield you got with O'Hearn going out there. What are your expectations? Obviously, you want to be a starter. Mullins is a starting center. You're going to get your opportunity to get plenty of at-bats, plenty of time, plenty of burn in different places. What are your personal expectations going into your rookie year? Full rookie year, so full start.
Yeah, you know, I think that, like you said, you're talking about those guys that are already established in each three of the outfield spots. But like you mentioned as well, there's going to be days whenever – some of those guys, you know, need a day or, you know, Tony's DHing and, you know, I slip into the outfield and whatever spot it is, whether it's center, left or right. I think that's kind of the role that, you know, I understand that I do have is being able to play all three. And, you know, whether it's defense replacement late in the game or getting the start here or there and, you know, just trying to really capitalize off of those opportunities and those at bats that I am going to be getting.
Was that part of the conversation when you made the team in terms of playing all three outfield positions, the versatility that you demonstrated? Was that something either Mike Elias or Brandon Hyde mentioned when they told you made the team? And how was that conversation when you got called in?
Yeah, it's not something they specifically, said. We do meetings at the beginning of camp, and that was one thing that they, emphasized was being able to play all three outfield positions, this spring. And, that's something that I did do. And I think going into, the season, the conversation was kind of short at the end of camp, just like, hey, you're on the squad. We're really excited to have you, and we're looking forward to what you're going to be able to accomplish this year. And it wasn't anything crazy, but, I think that they do put a little bit of emphasis on, being able to play all three outfield positions.
So there's nothing else you can do in AAA. There's literally, I looked at your numbers and I'm like, well, damn, those are good. You're a major league talent. You're a major league player. What adjustments do you think you have to make to maintain and stay in the major leagues? Because we all know it's always that sentiment. It's hard to get to the big leagues. It's a lot harder to stay in the big leagues. You've seen how tough the major leagues are when it comes to defense, the third deck of the stadium. Pitchers are better. Everything is crisper. Umpires are better. Their zones aren't as big as a pizza box. They shorten up a little bit. What does Couser have to do to stay in the big leagues?
Yeah, I think, just being more consistent with my approach. I think last year at the beginning when I got called up, I was a little bit passive. I was walking. The hits weren't really falling, so then it kind of started to – Adam, this, it starts turning into a little bit of a press. Like, you start expanding a little bit, and then the moment you start expanding up here in the big leagues is whenever you swing at that one pitch on the outer edge, maybe a little bit further off, you do expand off of, and then all of a sudden you're striking out a lot. And I think that last year I kind of went through that process, and I think this year it's going to be just being more consistent and maintaining that approach throughout the whole year. And, just being more aggressive on defense out there and not being afraid to make a mistake. I think last year was a little timid out there in the outfield, scared to make a mistake. And, like they said, the outfield coaches and all the coaches, they'd rather you make a mistake being aggressive than making a mistake timid. So I think this year that I'm kind of coming in with a completely little bit different mindset and kind of understanding what to expect is going to be a really big benefit, I believe.
So we were in Pittsburgh in spring training when I was down there, and me and you had a really good conversation after you struck out. You hit a home run that day, but then you struck out. Let's tell people a little bit of the message that I told you, because again, I don't like to really tell the in-depth things, but I think this message will resonate with a lot of fans going in the future in terms of how a veteran like myself can install just a little different message to a young player.
Yeah. That conversation was cool. Cause you've been around, but we really hadn't, talked too much, but you called me over. You were like, hey man, I really like where you're at right now. You're swinging the bat aggressive. Last year, whenever I saw, you were taking some pitches, but right now, it looks like you're feeling a lot more confident, more relaxed in the box. And, that helped me, mindset wise, I was okay. Like, if Adam's saying that, he likes where I'm at, I'm going to continue to build off of that. So that was really cool.
Like Adam said, you've gotten a taste of the show. I'm sure you've enjoyed it thoroughly, but it had to be a gut punch when you weren't on the roster for the playoffs last year. Was that sort of a motivating force for you in the off season to try and be a part of this thing and carry it into the postseason?
Yeah. The off season's it's a wonderful thing. Cause you got a little time off, but that time off, it allows you to really process, as you get further away, it allows you to process things more clearly. Your emotions kind of get taken out of it. And yeah, last year I just reflecting on it was like, yeah, I wish I was up here the whole year, but there was things that I had to work on, and I wanted to go into that off season. Like, okay, so what? Wasn't on the roster for playoffs, wasn't up there, when it really mattered, didn't really get to celebrate with the team, but I think that really pushed me and was like, okay, you know, there's things we need to work on. We can't just keep going about our business the same way.
Stay tuned to more of the Adam Jones Podcast with Orioles outfielder Colton Cowser right after these messages. The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Come and get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
And now back to the Adam Jones Podcast.
What fire has it lit under the Orioles' ass? Getting eliminated last year from the playoffs. You're in there every day with the guys. Me, I was there briefly. Jerry's in there sporadically, annoying the hell out of people. You're in there in the trenches with the guys, talking with the guys who actually were there in the trenches last year. What's the attitude like? Because when I was there, it was like, hey man, we got a taste. I hope that you have that same sentiment.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't there whenever we lost last year, but, you know, I know how hungry everyone is in the locker room. you know, that it kind of leaves a little bit of sour taste. You know, like I said, you know, you go into the off season, you have a little bit of time to reflect, and it's like, dang, you know, 101 wins, swept in the first round, or divisional round. And, you know, I think that a lot, you could tell in just the demeanor of a lot of the older guys that were there, that it's like, okay, like, let's go. Like, you know, we got there, got a little bit of taste, know what to expect now. Let's see if we can do it again this year and then do and more.
As an outfielder, I wanted to ask you about spring training, because the majority of the games are played during the day. The majority of the regular season played at night. You did get a few night games in. What's that transition like for you guys? And was that by design that you had a few night games there at the end?
I think so. Yeah, I think we had four night games in a row towards the end. I think that's just more for accommodating, you know, people's circadian rhythm, I think, when it comes to sleep. You know, you start to get used to waking up a little bit later and getting to bed later. Like, you know, got up to Baltimore for the first few nights, you know, woke up at 7 a.m. So, I'm excited to get under the lights. You know, like Adam said, get under those lights, get under that third deck, and it'll be fun.
Opening day. Sellout. Expectations, everybody 0-0. Well, the Dodgers and Padres are 1-1. What are your expectations of just opening day? Obviously, 162 game season. We know we all want to be the last one. Opening day is a very, very special moment in the player's career. I was fortunate enough to run down the aisle 13 times, 11 with Baltimore. What are you expecting for your very first opening day? Don't trip on that damn carpet.
I'll tell you what, you know, I was talking to Gunn about it, and he was like, man, it's pretty cool. You know, you get to run down that carpet. You know, everyone, you know, you kind of get to have a little moment. They say your name and you run out there and, you know, everyone's cheering for you. And, you know, I'm not really sure what to expect, but Adam, that was pretty good advice. Hopefully I don't trip.
I step it. Trust me.
I'm going to high step it, but you know, if some of the vets are like, hey, you know, we'll give you this if you trip, you know, I might have to debate it. I don't know. I don't know if that's ever happened. I don't know if you have a story about that, but.
Eric Kratz, he got opening day. I think it was 2019. He was betted to do something, and you can see him with Houston, yard sales it right outside of the dugout opening day. Hey, there's props. We can bet on something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. No, I don't know if anyone will want to do that. Maybe they'll be like, hey, we'll furnish your apartment for you if you trip or something, maybe one of the vets or something. But yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I heard the atmosphere is awesome, and it's going to be a blast.
Hey, I got to ask you, my last question is, you beat out a couple of buddies, more than a few, and Kyle Stowers, Heston Kerstad and company. They'll be at Norfolk. So will Jackson Holliday. That team's going to be pretty good down there at AAA, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be really good. You know, I said this before, you know, we're going to see them at some point up in the big leagues. You know, like y'all said, 162 game season, things happen. And, you know, not only are they great players, they're great dudes. You know, both of them, you know, I got really nice text from Kyle, and we have a really good relationship. We've built that up over the past couple of years, and really looking forward to seeing how this year, you know, maps out for everyone.
And I want to harp on that too, is while I was there, I got to see you guys, just a brotherhood. You know, you guys got drafted together, came through the minors together. Obviously you're in competition day to day with each other, but it doesn't seem like a competition. It seems like you're pushing for Stowers to go 4-for-4. He's pushing you to go 4-for-4 and curse that and so forth. And so however you say that, throughout the season, are you guys going to maintain those relationships and keep pushing each other? Are you going to keep honing in and tracking in of what they're doing and vice versa? Keep track of the progress of both sides?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really good friends with them. And I want nothing but for the best for them as well. And it's kind of reciprocated all the time. You know, last year, when I got injured, I got injured, and then Kyle ended up getting hurt, and we were down here together. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, dang, you know, what are we going to do? But we kind of just leaned on each other. You know, we really developed a, even stronger relationship. And, you know, I want nothing for the best for them. And I know that they're going to do really well.
I got one last one for you before I let you go. Obviously, you have great relationships within the organization. Is there someone outside of the organization that you lean on out, you know, for guidance, for anything? Obviously, we have parents and different things like that. But is there somebody in the baseball world that you lean on for advice?
Yeah, you know, I think my hitting coach back home, I've hit with him since I was about seven. He's named Sid Holland. He's an awesome dude. He's had a good group of pro guys in the past. Like when I was younger, growing up, he had Michael Bourne, Carl Crawford, Chris Young, all those guys in there. Or hitting, you know, yeah, that's just a
Houston
couple.
Boy. Yeah, Houston boy, I forgot.
Yeah. Just a couple to name a few. But, you know, I call him whenever, you know, he knows my swing better than anyone. And, you know, I guess a couple guys I hit with in the offseason, Robbie Grossman, Kevin Biggio, some of those guys. And, you know, it's great just to text them every once in a while or even throughout the offseason, just, you know, talking to them about the game, talking to the game about the at the big league level. And, you know, Robbie's done it for a while now, and it's really good to pick his brain as well.
Well, Colton, we're wishing you nothing but success and a great rookie season for you here coming up in Birdland. It should be exciting. We're ready to kick it off here today.
Yeah.
You know I'm watching, man.
Really excited. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, that was great with Colton Cowser. And now we move on to our For the Bird segment. It's presented by the Maryland Lottery. Hey, folks, when you play the Maryland Lottery, set limits, never play when you're stressed, and know your odds of winning. To learn more, just visit mdlottery.com/play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. I wanted to get into the death of Peter Angelos. It was announced last Saturday, and he was a man you knew and you had met. And I only met him a few times, but tell us about your relationship was with the guy you referred to on social media as Mr. A. Rest in power.
I mean, rest in power, Mr. A. Obviously, not many players got to know him that great. Obviously, being he was an older owner when I came in. I was fortunate enough to have a couple meetings with him, sit down with him, pick his brain. Obviously, a billionaire, a guy who's helped out many people. He's a union labor lawyer, and he did so much for the city that people will never know. And I think that's his biggest legacy. He's made a lot of people money. Yes, that's what lawyers do. But he's also created a lot of opportunities for the city of Baltimore and for many people in the city. Hearing the stories about how he's helped out some of the workers in the Orioles organization who have battled different issues of health, and anonymously just, hey, don't worry about it. I got you. You know, creating a burden or lessening the burden for some families. And, you know, you can say what you want about the team. That, right, to me is irrelevant. I think what he's done and meant to the city of Baltimore, the legacy that he's going to leave, the businesses that he started, the organizations that he funded, is just, you know, Mr. A, just, he was a philanthropist. Obviously, you know, one of the biggest lawyers out there, but he was a philanthropist. He wanted to see the small person win no matter what. And he put his money where his mouth was. And it was a blessing to be able to work for him. You know, I was able to pick his brain early in my career about philanthropy. And, you know, a guy like that, obviously he'll steer you in the correct direction. So it was a blessing for him. I had a good conversation with John down in Sarasota while I was down there, just about how, you know, awesome it was for the family to be the majority owner for 30 years. That is an absolute blessing, because you see the turnover, people go after the money. But they were able to own a team for 30 years. That is really, really special. And I think that going forward, the legacy of the Angelos should be held high in Baltimore, because they've done so, so many great things in the city of Baltimore. And again, I'm just fortunate enough to be a small cog in the Orioles history that have had the opportunity to work firsthand with Mr. Angelos.
Well, you had to be a special player to have a private meeting with a guy. I didn't meet with every player. And I can say that what you said, a lot of the under the radar stuff he did, guys like Eric Davis and Jim Duquette and Trey Mancini can attest to that, and dozens, if not hundreds of others. But again, the ability to be able to meet with this guy, he didn't meet with everyone on the team.
No, he didn't. And again, he's not supposed to. Like, you know, you can't, not everybody can call the owner. Myself, I was fortunate. Mark Hagas had his ear. B-Rob had his ear. CD also was able to have his ear. And, you know, that's, you know, sometimes you build in that cachet. That's how it is when in sports. Not everybody can reach the big guy. So I take that with tremendous honor that I had a direct line to him, and, you know, had, still have a direct line to John. And, you know, you don't take those kind of relationships for granted. These are guys who are in positions to do great things, and they have the power and influence to do great things. So it's just a blessing to, again, to be to have the access to them. And it's just, again, just a blessing. And I'm fortunate enough that I still have it, and hopefully going towards in the future, you know, we're able to build more on it.
And now the transition is coming with the Rubenstein group as we open up the season. Yeah. And they've been approved by baseball, so it looks like a new tenure here in Baltimore.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are excited about it. You know, when the news broke back in, I believe, right after New Year, a lot of fans were really, really excited. Some in a crazier way than others, obviously, but I think that the smart fans show appreciation and respect to the Angelos family and all the years and all the great things they've done for the city. So I think, you know, now with new blood in town, well, he's not new blood, he's from there, but new blood in the ownership, I think it just revitalized the fan base. And, you know, Mr. Rubenstein is a very, very big sports fan. He is a hometown guy. He loves his Orioles, and he generally wants to see his Orioles win. So it's going to be great to see what this new ownership group brings to the table, to the city. And again, the ultimate goal is to win. And I think that Mr. Rubenstein has that interest alone in his heart. So we shall see what happens, because I think we're all optimistic on what could happen.
Yeah, the future does seem bright, and it will be bright for one Jackson Holliday, who did not make the major league club, like Colton Cowser, who joined us early. He was the odds-on favorite, according to some websites, to win the Rookie of the Year. He still could win it, but he's going to start the year at AAA. Your reaction to that decision? A lot of people thought it was financially motivated. The guy hit over 300. I know it was against spring training pitching, but I thought he did everything he could to make the club, AJ.
I mean, I think he did everything he could, but this is my explanation, and I've told people this, and you have to understand that this is coming from a major league guy with understanding of the game, not just, oh, I'm betting on it, or I'm wishing that this guy makes it, because a lot of people, I'm sure, were betting on him to make the opening day team and do all this other stuff. You know how it goes these days. I said this. I said, obviously, he's a major leaguer. He's major league talent. He has major league blood. He's a major leaguer. He's going to be a 15-year major league player, my opinion. Last year, he played tremendous. He fought every level. He went through every level and blew through every level. When he got to AAA, I said this, he was facing the guys that were in AA, AAA at the time. Some guys being sent down. This year, this first 6 weeks, however long he's in AAA, he's going to face the disgruntled fifth starter that didn't make the team. He's going to face the position player that didn't make the team. He's going to face the guy who thought he should have made the team, a guy who got optioned down who didn't make the team. He's going to face disgruntled players who have something to prove. When he got called up to AAA last year, he was going against guys who were just going through the motions. And again, I say that with respect to the other players, too, because obviously everybody's trying to make it to the majors. But the talent that he's going to face starting this weekend is going to be vastly different than the talent that he faced when he was in AAA last year. He's going to face, again, the disgruntled guys who was like, look, man, I should have made this team. I had a good spring training. I want to, you know, Jackson, you to make the team. I'm going to shove it down your throat doing this. And that's what he needs. And that's what he's built for, too. And like talking to him, he wants that more than ever. You see him talking to Paul about Paul Skeens. Like, he wants the challenge. Yeah. He's going to get the challenge in AAA. it's not a financial decision. The guy got $8 million. He's not worried about money with this new CBA and the time. He's not worried about any of that. And I don't think Elias is worried about that either. They're worried about making sure that this young man is ready to go and not get there and not play up and down. No, no. Once he gets there,
right,
you're here for the foreseeable future.
And I thought that was a great point, Adam. I thought that was a great point that he wasn't going to play every day in this loaded lineup. If he's not going to play every day, then what's the point of having him on the major league roster, correct?
Right. And again, you have to tip your cap again to Westberg, who's very good. Urias, Mateo, who is the Swiss Army knife of the team now. So you just have to understand that once he gets there, he's going to be there and he's going to play. But right now in AAA, he's going to face some really good talent, major league talent, just like him. And he's going to, again, stack up on it. Spring training is a great barometer for things, but also you have to understand the context of it. A lot of guys, again, are just, especially the starters who know they're on the team, like, again, like a Burns or something. We look at, oh, Burns had a high area in spring training. He's working on his stuff. He's not worried about the result. There's a lot of guys that are out there worried about the result in spring training, so therefore stress can come in and things like that. Now, I say we had – remember Jake Fox? We had him. He had to make the team because he was out of options. He had a tremendous spring. I think he had 11 or 13 home runs, something in that range. And we were like, well, damn, we take this into the season. Season starts. It's a little tougher. Guys aren't just going to feed you heaters. It's going to be more breaking balls and different things like that. It's going to be a different challenge because it really counts. And we ended up getting rid of him, you know, a couple weeks into the season. So I just think that with Jackson, what's the rush? Again, people saying, oh, we want to win right now. This is, he's a winning thing. You won 101 games last year without him.
Yeah.
Relax. Let him get his progression. He's on he's still on an incredible ascend to the big leagues. He's still going to be 4 or 5 years younger than the average of AAA. Just let the young man, just let him get his spikes dirty. Let him get his spikes dirty. And I'm sure his father is saying the same thing. Hey, you got to get your spikes dirty. You're going to be there. You're going to be there. Don't stress about that. Just get your spikes dirty and let's get a little bit more seasoning. He's 20 years old. He just turned 20. I get it. You know, you got a Jackson Merrill's, you got Jackson Chirino in Milwaukee.
There's a litany.
That's all fine and dandy. There's plenty of Jacksons, but that's all fine and dandy. You got to understand that the Orioles are not in a rush. We're looking for 5, 6, 7 years down the road also. Some other organizations are like, well, we need this guy up now. We need everything. The Orioles aren't in a rush situation. What Elias and Hyde are doing, fans, let them do what they've been doing. You haven't cried about it yet, but now you want to cry about it. Let them do what they've been doing. The progression is perfect. He's going to be up soon, and he's going to stay. So just let him go down there. And again, I hope that I get the best case scenarios. He goes down there and the first 2 weeks he's hitting 500 and it's like, hey man, call this guy up. That's the best case scenario. Just call this guy up. And I believe that's what he's going to do because he does not want to be in AAA. He does not want to be in the minors. He wants to be on charter flights that he grew up on. And that's what he's bound for. So I'm expecting him to go down there and tear up AAA for the first, whatever X amount of games and then join the team and hopefully hit his stride and never look back.
And that is a much better explanation than you could ever provide on social media right here on the Adam Jones podcast. This is why people tune in for that type of insight. Let's move along to our Beyond Baltimore. It's our national and usually international perspective brought to you by Relief Medical Marijuana Dispensary, where they go above and beyond to help the patient. Now you are in
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Okay. Some refer to it as Nam. It's changed a lot over the decades. Tell us what it's like these days, because a lot of people just know about it from the 70s and 60s.
Well, a lot obviously has changed about Vietnam. Saigon is now Ho Chi Minh City. Some people still call it Saigon if you're a little bit older. But I was asking one of the guys here at the resort was, you know, how many Americans come here? Do Americans still come this way? And he said, you know what? You'd be surprised how many Americans really do come back out here. And the reason is obviously the Vietnam War. A lot of people fought in that war. A lot of people died in that war. My father fought in it. Obviously, he was able to live. So that's why I'm here. But a lot of people have had, they would say that they needed to say a goodbye. They needed to have peace by coming back here because of the atrocities that I guess they seen, went through, faced. And, you know, my dad lost a lot of friends during that time, and countless other people did also. So it was just telling me that that's the history of the last, you know, 20, 30 years. A lot of Americans have came back here, either with their parents, with their grandparents, whoever fought in the war, just to have that solace. And like, to me, that's such a great story. You know, you think about Vietnam as an American, you think of it, you know, you just think about the war and what went on. You say a third world country and all these kind of things. Then you get over here and you realize, these are some of the nicest people in the entire world. Like, genuinely, like, just very nice. They want to bring you into their homes. They want to feed you. We did food tours, and people are generally just happy to feed you. They don't have as much as we have in the States. They don't have all that, but they have love. They got caring. They got passion. They got compassion. And they generally just want to be nice people. The weather is warm, so why not be happy, be at the beach, and be relaxing? And the food, obviously, you know me.
I was going to ask you, what's your go-to?
You know I'm going to eat. Oh, I mean, obviously the pho is the big Vietnamese noodles and the ramen pho. But having different things. Like, I didn't like it, but I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's black chicken. It's from the north part of Vietnam.
Yeah, I've had black and chicken.
No, I've had blackened chicken.
Okay.
Black chicken.
Wow. Okay.
A little different. I'm not a fan. Not saying that it's bad. It's just different. And I think by coming out here, bringing our boys out here, like, this is the best experience we can do. You know, obviously last week we were in Korea. I had my mask on. I was doing my facial skin care products. This time I got my hat on, and like, it's you know, I think
talking to me.
Through the podcast, people are getting to see the diversity of, obviously, cultures that I'm involved in, but also getting to see how interesting life can be. That's, you know, I mean, like, it's easy to set up shop in one spot and just do that. I think people are envious in a good way of how the Joneses are living their lives, how we're living our lives, by not just being stationary and but not just doing good, the status quo. You know, we are trying to see every crevice of the earth, literally. My wife for sure is, as I'm looking at her, planning something. But the whole planet. And it's great. You know, it's great to see this world. I think this is the best education. I don't think my kids are missing anything in the States. And if anybody thinks they are, yeah, right. So we're just trying to, again, take them as many places as we can, show them as many cultures as we can, and educate myself also. You know, these are countries that I haven't seen. I'm seeing for the first time also. So it's just a matter of just trying to show my kids and myself and my family just, you know, how awesome this world really is. And again, coming to Vietnam really, really showed that, is, you know, being in Southeast Asia, doing Korea, doing Japan, you just get to see the different cultures in Asia, and it's just been great. We have Singapore lined up. We've been to Thailand. So it's really, really cool to see the different cultures.
And as you were talking, we got to see some of the pictures that you have posted and sent us from over there in Vietnam. So where else is the Jones family traveling? Is there time to go back to your old stomping grounds in Japan?
Not much time to go back to Japan. But what was cool was I've read about the leaks a little bit of Japan and next year, possibly.
Yes,
with
we
the
can Japan get into
series.
That. Cubs and the Dodgers.
Japan series, the Cubs and the Dodgers. I heard about that through social media, and that sounds awesome. Obviously, Ohtani, Yamamoto going back there. The Cubs, they have an Imanaga, and possibly getting or setting themselves up to try and get Roki Sasaki. As you've seen, they haven't signed too many guys. They're probably saving that $200-300 million to try and go get him next year. But you have two major franchises going over there. Korea was great with the Padres and Dodgers. Now you, with the possibility of Dodgers and Cubs, I just think that the game, again, is growing globally, and to be a part of it is really tremendous. And if I'm invited to go on that trip, I can't wait, because
we haven't been
back to Tokyo. You never know. But we're really excited about the potential of going back to Tokyo next year.
You're the ambassador. I think you'll be back there at the start of the 2025 season. And I'll just make this comment. You don't have to react, but some people are like, the Dodgers again? Yeah, dummies. They have the two biggest stars from Japan playing in the major leagues. Why wouldn't you send the Dodgers back there? Anyway,
I mean, it's simple. No, that's a very simple thing. It's not rocket science. The Rockies don't have ties to Japan. You know what I mean?
Duh. All right, let's head to Socially Speaking. This is where we answer a tweet or social media post via X or our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We're not on TikTok. We're just following the U.S. government in terms of that respect. But you get a chance to win a $50 gift card, compliments of Lido Pizza, a proud partner of the Baltimore Orioles. And this week, we wanted to share a few tweets via X. We are at Adam Jones Pod, or you can email us, theadamjonespod@gmail.com. TheAdamJonesPod@gmail.com. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it all. First up, from Steph and Mike at Steph_Mike. This is regarding analytics and the Orioles assistant GM, Sig Meidel. We've had the pleasure to meet Sig a couple of times, and you guys are so right. He is so smart. He and Mike Elias are both baseball geniuses and also very down-to-earth and kind to talk to. Birdland is so very fortunate. Go O's. And I'll say this about those two. They don't sit up in some skybox usually. They're sitting behind home plate in the stands, at least during spring training. I saw them a lot there.
I mean, if you follow both of them, they are in the trenches. Like, they are obviously, they have incredibly high roles, being the GM and assistant GM. They have incredibly high roles, but they do the dirty work. They love the dirty work of scouting, of going and sitting in the car, driving 3 hours to go see a kid. They love the old school way of scouting. And that's what I respect the most about them, is that they're not afraid to go and see the kid. Not, you know, obviously with the analytics and the video and the data, you don't have to go anywhere anymore. You can just see it live. But I love that, the fact that they like to actually see the person, to see the action, to see the mannerisms, because all those things matter. When you're on camera, you throw a pitch, you're just on camera for that pitch. You don't get to see everything else. When you go to a game, you get to see everything else. You get to see the mannerisms. You get to see the attitude, the confidence, the lack of confidence. You get to see various things. And I love that they like that. They, you know, they still are down doing the dirty work, and they're not in the ivory tower just sitting there judging everybody. They're down there talking. They're down there trying to educate themselves also. And they are, again, in the trenches trying to see the talent and see the reactions. And that's the old school mentality of scouting. Obviously, now they have the analytics, and they can, Sig is arguably the smartest guy I've ever been around. So when you combine the eye test acumen with the analytics, that's when you have the perfect marriage. And then you have guys who just know how to implement and pass on that knowledge. So what I've harped on it many times, what Elias and Sig and Hyde are doing there is great. They have a great plan. And again, you'd be foolish to try and deviate from their plan as a fan. If you're trying to, oh, we should do that. Like, what I've done has been great so far and has been showing progress. Let them do their job. Okay. Stop with the couch GMs. Okay. Stop it. Just let them do their job.
They're omnipresent, as you said, not hiding. All right. Final one is from Nathan at Nathan Goyette. Number one, he tossed you a bouquet of flowers with this compliment, Jackson, I guess. And congratulations on your marriage, Jackson. Although you didn't tell us getting engaged. He's our social media guy, but we found out via text. Anyway, this is a bouquet of flowers they threw. Orioles and Padres fan here. Your podcast is great. I also love hearing your perspective on 97.3 during morning commutes. I used to work with some people who went to Morse with you back in the day. You're one of my favorite Orioles of all time. Take care.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I paid those guys to say that back in San Diego. But no, I mean, again, that's what, how you want your reputation to be. I guess your reputation is how you are away from, you know, how people talk about you away from when you're not around. So that's a really good thing. If you know me, those are my two teams. Fortunate enough to have a National League team, and I grew up with a National League team, and I got, you know, with the American League team. So I'm fortunate enough to be able to root for both. Perfect dream world to be both in the World Series. I'm a win either way. But I really appreciate that, because, again, I try to give insight to the stories of into the career, because, you know, not a lot of people understand this life and understand these careers. So I just try to give not too in depth, but I try to give the good stories and the good news about professional life and what goes on with careers and insight. You know, a lot of people think they know about professional baseball because they've watched it. You got to play it. Unfortunately, you got to play it. You can't read about it. You have to be physical with it. And I was fortunate enough to do it for 19 years professionally. So I think I got a lot of advice and a lot of stories to tell. And I like the fact that we're able to get those stories out, because I think a lot of fans really appreciate that. I know a lot of Birdland fans appreciate it. Now we're starting to see different markets start to watch us and pay attention to what we're doing. And again, we love all responses. We love all notoriety.
And the season starts today. I don't want to do predictions because they're kind of corny. Yeah. And we don't go back and revisit them, but I think we both feel like the Orioles are the team to beat.
Yeah. 100%. And I think last year I shot myself in the foot by saying they were going 82-80, and then they end up going 101-61. Yeah.
So no one saw 100 coming, man.
15 to the face. But this year, again, 100 wins is hard. So my prediction is 92-70. Right. I think the East has gotten a little better. Obviously, the Yankees have a lot of injuries. They're still the Yankees. They still have the knack of making any sort of move. I think that the Rays are always there lurking, annoying as hell, figuring out how to get wins. They just do it. Toronto is obviously still a very talented team, and if they put it all together, they're going to be scary, just like the Orioles. So I think the East is going to be really, really tough. I think the East, the AL East and NL West have taken over as the two best divisions. And again, that's what you want. You want a gauntlet. You want a dogfight. And these, you know, that's what the Orioles want. That's what they're going to get. No one's going to just be like, oh, the Orioles are in town. You know, they're not getting overlooked anymore. People are going to hit them in the mouth. And guess what? They want to hit you back.
Yeah. I expect them to win 90 plus games, just like you. All right. We do want to thank our sponsors who power this podcast. Go out and support the following.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Come and get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Park Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for BetParksMD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Also, thanks to senior executive producer Chip Franklin for putting this latest episode together. Chip enjoys watching the stars at night, thinking he's the biggest one in the universe. Sometimes he is, in his dreams. Go out and subscribe to the Baltimore Banner. Until next week, be kind, be real, and make sure you be back for another episode, wherever Adam is, on the Adam Jones Podcast.